Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria going up to 30 degrees today, Joburg 28 and Polokwane a high of 31. We start in Limpopo, where police believe the man who raped four college students in Bolobedu outside Tzaneen has been shot and killed. The suspect was apparently killed by three men from the community after he had tried to rob them. The incident is said to have happened just after the suspect escaped community arrest for trying to also rob a house. Limpopo Police Commissioner Thembi Khadebe believes this is more or less the same pattern as that of the suspect who raped and robbed the students at the Tlarihani TVET College residence a week ago.
We will be taking the relevant samples for DNA and linkages to the crime kit that was collected in the scene.
In the North Gauteng High Court in Pretoria, a legal challenge is expected to kick off this morning against the National Health Insurance Act. The first part of the application by the Board of Healthcare Funders will be heard against the NHI. BHF Managing Director Dr. Klech Mutudi says they don't believe that this act will achieve universal health coverage by 2030.
In its current form, it risks dismantling a system that provides critical healthcare access to millions of South Africans in all sectors.
In the Eastern Cape, Gauteng businesswoman Andy Kawa will testify against her alleged rapist in the Gqeberha High Court today. Lynn Williams has more about this case, where Kawa will take to the stand.
On December 9th, 2010, Andy Kawa was abducted while walking along Kings Beach and gang-raped for a period of 15 to 16 hours. It took the police more than 13 years to arrest the 48-year-old accused, who still cannot be named until he has pleaded. The breakthrough came in June 2023, when his DNA on a different case matched that of Kawa's rape case. Kawa now prepares to take the stand on Tuesday. She was encouraged by rape survivor Alison Buerta, who had her throat slit and was disemboweled during her own gang rape ordeal in 1994.
You're not standing there alone by any means, because so many women never even get their chance to get to a courtroom. So you do it for them, you do it for yourself.
Lynn Williams, Gqeberha High Court.
The National Defence Force says there's a propaganda drive underway to sow doubt about the members of the SANDF and lead South Africans to question the state of the Defence Force. This after videos went viral on various platforms, which spokesperson for the SANDF, Prince Chabalala, says are meant to demoralise military professionals and portray the SANDF as a disorganised and ill-disciplined force.
The SANDF remains steadfast in its commitment to fulfil its mandate with the highest level of professionalism and integrity. Our operational capabilities and equipment continue to be of a high standard.
More about the story at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And in America, former World Wrestling Entertainment CEO McMahon has been confirmed as the head of education in the country. The 76-year-old McMahon will now drive Trump's vow to dismantle the education department and for the state to regain control over American classrooms. I'm Gerda de Souza net vir die hoofnuus DE. Die polisie glo 'n verdagte wat vier studente buite Tzaneen verkrag het, is doodgeskiet tydens 'n gepoogde rooftog.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me, make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're an idiot. Now I'm sure. Now I'm positive. I should go and warn her. Ooh, bet you think that she is so cool. Kicking back on your couch, making eyes from across the room.